Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. Well, Mike, again, thanks so much for taking some time out today and joining us. We appreciate it.
Shaylin, thanks once again for having me today.
And, of course, last night at the council meeting, some big bids were taken by the city council and moving forward again with the Southeast Switching Station project. And if you could share a little bit with us about those bids and how that project is moving forward.
Sure, Shaylin, we'll sure try. And when we talk about the Southeast Switching Station, it's important just to get the listeners up to speed. What exactly is a switching station? It's an electrical switching station that's going to tie our three transmission lines into the community into one single source. From that single source, if one of those lines are out, we'll be able to route power from the other two sources throughout parts of the city. So it's a very important asset for the community, and particularly our electric utility as a reliability asset. Last night, we took bids on the switching station. The components that we took bids on were the construction of the switching station and also the control building. What council approved last night was a construction contract with Piper Construction Services out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The bid amount that they submitted for it was just under $1,380,000. And from our standpoint, we were extremely pleased with the bids for the switching station, the construction portion. Our engineer had estimated construction to be at $1.9 million. So when you look at it, we came in roughly $520,000 below the engineer's estimate. And anytime you could do that, Shaylin, it's always great news from the city's perspective. So we were very pleased with the construction bid that we got from Piper Construction. The second bid that we did seek last night was for the actual control building for the switching station as well. And from that, we did receive two bids on that, and council awarded the contractor to the low bidder, who is Trock Incorporated from Oregon, Wisconsin. The amount of their bid was just over $208,000. So from the city's perspective, that bid also for the control building also came in under the engineer's estimate, which was $245,000 for it. So the city had some good news from the bid perspective in receiving for the Southeast Switching Station. And it's important for the listeners to understand that these two bids that we awarded contracts last night total about $1.6 million. The overall cost of the switching station is going to be about $5.5 million, and it's being bid out in several different phases, the materials component, the construction services, and so on. You add up all the components, about $5.5 million asset. And from our standpoint, once again, for the listeners to understand, it's a very important reliability asset for the community, and it'll give us enhanced reliability. It's also going to upgrade our ability to import power from the grid as well once it's completed. So those two components make this an extremely important project for the city of Pella.
And how is this project going to be paid for, the entire project? How's that going to work?
Right now, the plan is, Shaylin, is the project will be paid for with cash reserves from the electric utility long-term-wise. However, we may need to use some short-term financing until all the components of our power sale agreement from Missouri River Energy Services are in place. But eventually, it will be used as cash reserves will be paid for. This asset will be paid for with cash.
All right. And what's the timeline for completion on this?
Timeline for completion is next spring, April 1st, is substantial completion with having the switching station up and running. So,
is that, again, that's the date where we're going to go online with Missouri River, who's providing our new energy services.
Yeah, absolutely. This all ties together on the switching station. It will be online the date that Missouri River, our contract with Missouri River Energy Services starts, which is also on April 1st next year. So, once again, extremely important project, ties into well with the city's overall long-term power supply plans as well.
All right. And moving forward, I know a few weeks ago, our police chief, Michael Marcinkowski, announced his retirement. And how's that process going to replace him?
Well, where we're at in the process right now, once again, we are in the process of conducting a search for a new police chief. And we're still in the internal discussions component of the search process, Shaylin. What we're doing now is taking it and talking to the key stakeholders in there, what the position is, what we should be looking for, the attributes of a new chief, and so on. We anticipate that we should start our formal search process right around September or so, and in between times, we still got a lot of work to do. Specifically, really the first component, anytime you look at any department head, is really formulating what the position description question, position profile should look like. In order to do that, there's lots of people we need to talk to make those determinations, but we anticipate that our search process will formally kick off in September.
And so those duties in the interim will be sort of spread out amongst the senior officers on the staff currently, or?
Well, that's part of our discussions with the staff, the police department, and the key stakeholders is how are we going to handle the interim period, and that's yet to be determined.
Okay, and are there any guidelines for filling a public service position like this as far as advertising for, you know, EOE concerns, things like that?
Absolutely, Shailen. The position of police chief for the city of Pella falls under civil service requirements. And so in order to fill a full-time chief position, we will have to advertise for the position, conduct a search process in accordance with state code, and from that, it's a very defined process that will involve the city's civil service commission as well. And so from our standpoint, when we talk about kicking off the formal process to comply with state code and the testing requirements and the qualifications for potential chiefs, you are looking at a rather elongated process that will be, you know, hopefully we'll be able to kick off in the fall and wrap up within 90 days.
Okay. But again, a very important process.
Absolutely. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say Chief Marcinkowski has been a wonderful asset to the city of Pella. He will be difficult to replace. And when you look at that position, an essential service position for the city, it's a critical position. So while it does seem like in a very elongated time period to meet all state code requirements with the position, once again, when you look in the grand scheme of things and factor in how important that position is to the community, it's well worth the time spent.
Very good. And another thing that that council heard some concerns from at least one citizen last night about some speed limit issues out on Idaho Drive, and just for my own curiosity, I guess, how does the council typically move forward when a citizen brings an issue to the council? What's typically the process in moving forward to address that concern?
Well, really, the first step is, Shayla, when the council does receive a concern like what was expressed to them last night, typically what they do is they direct staff to look into it and research the concerns and report back to them with their findings. And that's really the first step that needs to take place. Last night, council received the concerns. We've yet to receive any formal direction on this particular concern as far as the speed limit on Idaho Drive. But normally what happens is council directs staff to look into an issue, report back to them, and really once we make that initial finding back, when we take a look at what the concerns were by the citizen and what the data based off city research supports, council will make a determination whether we want to go on in the process. And what would happen in a situation like that after that initial findings made is usually with speed limit concerns, it involves traffic engineering analysis and so on. And that's really the second step in the process. But the first step is staff's initial review of the findings, and we report back to council. And from that standpoint, council decides if they want to move forward in the process, address any changes, and really kick off a formal process, which typically involves traffic engineering analysis.
All right, so again, a multi-step process to make sure all of our T's are crossed, I's dotted, things like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Shailen. And, you know, from my perspective, these things, while they seem like simple concerns and expressed, key component to remember is once you receive concerns initially, there's always another side to the story. There's always stakeholders. So there will be a process. And if there is any type of speed limit changes, for instance, on Idaho Drive, once all the analysis is done, in order to change the speed limit, it takes three public readings at council as well to change an ordinance to do that. So there's ample time for input from the property owners, people, residents that may live on the street as well. And I would just encourage people, as always, to review those city council agendas and stay apprised of the happenings within the city.
All right, very good. Well, Mike, again, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Shailen, once again, thanks for having me.
Again, that was our guest, Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.